Now to your comments, but first a correction to one detail in our story yesterday, also about Fort Hunt. It told the story of the program there to interrogate German prisoners. We reported that Germany's top rocket scientist, Wernher von Braun, was on a U-boat that surrendered to the U.S. in 1945. That was incorrect. When von Braun surrendered, he was actually in the mountains of Bavaria. Well, now to your emails. We got a lot of strong responses to Robert's interview on Friday with a man named Tom Armstrong. Armstrong is a former state legislator in Pennsylvania, a conservative. He explained his decision to house three convicted sex offenders in his home, a decision he connected to the evolution of his Christian faith. Armstrong said that all the sex offenders' crimes were nonviolent. Later, by way of explanation, he said that one of those crimes was a date rape. This letter from Heidi Thornton of Chicago pretty much sums up the emails we received. I was half listening to the conversation with Mr. Armstrong when I was shocked into complete attention. I understand and in many ways applaud his decision to proactively get involved in a very controversial problem. However, his classification of the crime of date rape as nonviolent fills me with horror. I'd like to assure Mr. Armstrong that for the victim of the crime was indeed violent, regardless of the fact that she knew her attacker. And finally, to a story from yesterday's program, we reported on Cindy McCain's little-known half-sister. McCain often describes herself as an only child, but her father did indeed have another daughter from his first marriage. Well, listener Thomas Martin of Pittsburgh was not particularly impressed with our scoop. He asks, "Can I make sure I have the story right? The son of the woman who is the daughter of the man who is the father of the woman who is the wife of the man who is the candidate for president of the United States is miffed at the woman who is the daughter of the man who is the father of his mother because the woman who is the wife of the candidate says she is the only child born to her parents, which she is. What a newsworthy story." Well, when you put it that way, if nothing else, it certainly is a tongue twister. We welcome your responses, complicated or simple. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And please remember to tell us where you're from and how we should say your name.